Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
.5:15, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. It's the first game of the year, Sunday. 1 o'clock, the Jets. Let's get the juices flowing a little bit for this game.
I used to love the Doors.
By breaking through to the other side, a look at the other side with Jets nerd, Jets fanatic, afternoon drive host on WFAN in New York, Evan Roberts, a man with season tickets to the Jets, Nets, and Mets.
The Nets thing is by far the biggest sicko behavior there.
We are not going to have him on for a full segment. Didn't want to do that. So I talked to him before the show, and we went through a couple topics that I thought would be pertinent for Steelers fans. The first one I asked him was about these reports that there might be more Steelers fans in the house Sunday than Jets fans, and here's what he said about that.
No, it's going to be a disaster. And it's going to be a disaster for a myriad of reasons. Number one, the Steeler fan travels well. Good for them. Number two, the Jet fan base has been beaten down. While we have hope in Aaron Glenn and at least some level of confidence that he can be the head coach that helps turn this ship around, this is not a season that's brimming with expectations, especially considering how high, unrealistically, the expectations were the last couple of years. So I think a lot of tickets have been sold. I think a lot of Steeler fans are going to be in the building. And quite frankly, that's Woody Johnson and the New York Jets' fault. It's not Aaron Glenn's fault. He had nothing to do with it. But this organization is such a mess and has been so bad for so long, I don't think you can really blame anybody. So that sucks, and that's a bad introduction for Aaron Glenn. But you know what? This is what you signed up for, bro. Go change it.
So that sounds similar to last year in Atlanta. The Steelers got an extra home game last year for that opener, even though it was Kirk Cousins' debut and there was excitement down there that team was actually going to be good. There's none of that for the Jets. The Steelers took over Mercedes-Benz Dome, and Kirk Cousins was going to the silent count and whatnot. And I wonder if Aaron Glenn in his first game is savvy enough and his offensive coordinator there to have Justin Fields and that offense practice with noise this week. Because it sounds like there's absolutely going to be some when the Jets offense is on the field.
You know what's funny? I know the Jets are the second football team in New York. They are definitely not the Giants for following, and their followers are like very self-loathing, I would say, as a general fan base.
Yep.
But like, I expect the Steelers to take over Atlanta. You know my take on Atlanta. Not a great pro sports town. Georgia Bulldogs number one, right? Like SEC sports in general. I always think, though, of New York, even though it's the Jets, it's not the Giants, as still, like, they care, they give a crap, like, they're not going to let their stadium get taken over. I'm surprised to sort of hear that that's how it's probably going to play out.
Elijah Vera Tucker is the great guard, the right guard that is out for this game and out for the season now. Here is Evan Roberts in New York on what that means for the Jets' offensive line and chances of winning the game.
Oh, it's huge. It's monstrous. There's the short-term aspect, which we'll get into. The long-term aspect is the Jets are going to have to make a decision on him because he's playing on his fifth-year option, and I love AVT, but he's not healthy, and he hasn't been healthy. Last year he was. The prior 2 years he wasn't. So now this is 3 out of 4 years where the guy can't stay on the field. So I think the Jets are going to have a very difficult decision on if they're going to lock him up long-term after this season is over. I certainly lean on the side of I can't trust him. Short-term-wise, this is a monstrous blow because now – they had this Fugazi center competition between Josh Myers, who stinks, and Joe Tippmann. And now both guys are going to be starters. They're going to move Tippmann to right guard. So that's a downgrade from AVT. Josh Myers isn't very good. That's a downgrade from Tippmann. So you're weakening two aspects of your offensive line. And so for a team that has made it very clear from the get, they are going to run the football. And in the brief time we got to see the offensive line in action, first-team O-line, first-team offense in action during the preseason, they look good. They were opening up gaping holes. And now you're eliminating probably your best offensive lineman and you're weakening two spots on your lines.
It sounds a little bit like the plan in New York was to build their offensive line like the Steelers. mm-hmm. where you have two first-round tackles who are young and haven't done anything yet, but you like their talent.
Yep.
And then the strength in terms of experience and having played well in the past was going to be inside. And that got blown up with this injury. I mean, there absolutely exists a scenario in this game where the Steelers win this game like they did in Atlanta last year in week one, and then like they did in Denver the next week with Fields when they scored only 13 points, and the defense is able to keep the Jets' offense at bay here because they can't
protect.
They can't protect and they can't block for their running backs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that the idea of affecting two positions with one injury is a little bit of a head-scratcher, and it sounds like the Jets, who are not known for making good decisions, are about to do that for this game.
Well, I said all along, I mean, I think when we first talked about Vera Tucker being out, just plug in the backup. Like, try to disrupt as little as possible.
Nope, they're not doing that because the Jets are always...
We're actually going for maximum disruption here. That is our plan.
Trying to not go with the simple, easy solution.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here is Evan Roberts from WFAN on if the Jets are just going to run nonstop, and if that doesn't work, they're just going to run some more.
Yes. Yeah, I think for a lot of us Jet fans, we think back to our glory days, and this is about to make people laugh because it's pathetic, but our glory days of Rex Ryan, ground and pound, the back-to-back AFC championship years, and that's what they did. And now they had a great defense. This defense took a step back last year, so number one, they're going to have to be a lot better. And number two, they had a really good offensive line back in 9 and 10. I think on paper, we have confidence in this line. They've certainly used a lot of draft capital with Olu Fashanu a year ago when I mentioned Armand Membu. But yeah, Aaron Glenn's been obvious about it. They're going to run. I think the other big difference I do want to point out is having a mobile quarterback. I mean, Fields is at least a guy that can make plays with his legs. And as a Jet fan, I'm very excited about that because we really haven't had that guy, unless you want to count the corpse of Michael Vick when he was on this team briefly. So I definitely think that they have told you what the game plan is. Now they got to execute.
Who did beat the Steelers there, by the way?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Here is one more from the Jets' perspective on their game plan and how they intend on keeping Aaron Rodgers in check. No doubt Rodgers wants to go there and shove it up the Jets' rear end.
The truth is, I feel good about it. And that doesn't mean I think the Jets are going to win the game, but I feel good that Aaron Rodgers is not going to have like this LOL Jets moment where he comes back and puts up massive numbers and the Steelers drop like a 40 burger on the Jet defense. A, I think this Jet defense should be a lot better than what it was last year. They completely underachieved. Number two, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this, for whatever reason, maybe the lack of preseason, maybe the age, week one Aaron Rodgers over the last 4 years has not been that good. Like, it's not like he's come out and put up massive numbers. I think his teams are 0-4. The only game his team won was the game he got injured in, the torn Achilles game, where he didn't play. I mean, he was out there for four snaps. So I think a lot of Jet fans always expect the worst, and they expect the most embarrassing thing to happen. I do not expect Aaron Rodgers to put up massive numbers. And I think the Jet defense will do a pretty good job holding him down.
And the one thing the Jets have philosophically with Glenn is a guy that likes to kind of channel his inner Dick LeBeau and give you blitzes from places you might not expect it.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, Aaron Rodgers had the worst passer rating in the NFL among qualified quarterbacks when he was blitzed. And that doesn't really make sense with who he is historically
so
as a 20-year vet. Right.
So smart, so cerebral, a step ahead. You know what it actually suggests? Does not want to get hit. Does not want to stand. Like the risk,
which was Ben's problem at the end,
risk
Malzi.
Of standing in, knowing you know where to go with the ball if you're willing to stand in, but knowing what might happen to you. Man, that's one of those things you got to see it almost early. You almost want to see it early to find out how it's going to go.
What do you mean?
In a weird, like in a backwards sort of seeming way, I'm not saying I want Broderick Jones and Fautanu to get beat, but there's a part of me that would like to see Rodgers have to take at least some sort of hit to know that he's going to get back up and like be fine standing in there. You know what I mean? I need proof of concept that he's not going to be gun-shy if he's getting blitzed.
Well, that seemed to be the guy they played last season when he was with the Jets, where he just wanted to get the ball out as quickly as
that
as
has me apprehensive.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. You can also text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. A personal injury law firm, they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll make our game predictions next in the hodgepodge, but first, a Charlie headline.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.